moody baby, zoom a yam. Satan sees Natasha, no devil lived on. Lonely Tylenol, not a banana baton. No ex-Nixon, a stone be not so. Gypsies run, senile felines, now I see bees I won. UFO tofu, we panic in a few. Oozy rat in a sanitary zoo. Got a red nugget, a fat egg under a dog. The hang of salami, I'm a lasagna hog.
Hey everybody, Thursday night, and we're somewhere abbreviated asymmetric staff tonight. I'm Jake, and with me are Riffin' Hot Stuff.
Hello.
Xenophobe is embroiled in some sort of epic battle in Azeroth, as is so often the case these days.
He's keeping it real, gnome style, in Blackrock Spire.
Gnomes.
Yeah, I don't know.
Sorry. we sort of took a company nap before the show started, and we almost hit a dog on the way over here. Luckily, I was able to stop the car in time to not hit the black dog, nor the immigrant, nor the quick another Led Zeppelin song that's a noun.
Stairway to Heaven?
Yeah. We didn't hit the black dog, the immigrant, or the Stairway to Heaven. All right. Sorry for a lot of it. First thing that I wanted to do was answer a question from that's fairly late in the list of questions, but it's from Strong Bad Fanny X. He says, Jake, I have a very serious question that I need you to answer. I requested an order of a black shirt with Sword and Martina guy on it. The shirt has not arrived, and my payment was transferred. I say this because my mom's listening right now, and I want you to reassure them that the order was actually sent. She thinks you're being suspicious, and I can't convince her otherwise. My emails have not been responded to, and I've been waiting. And then the end of that was cut off, so I don't know how long you've actually been waiting, but the issue with orders now is, I believe that everything that has been ordered and up until the end of yesterday has actually been packed and sent. Or is that not true?
I don't think so. We have a bunch of boxes that we opened yesterday that are awaiting things to be put in them, but I could be wrong.
Right. Zly was out of town for Christmas.
Good 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, it wasn't quite 3, but it was 2. So there was a period of 2 weeks, and I'm pretty sure that we have yet to get to the point where, I assume that you're not in England or anything, but we've yet to get to the point where anything is sent out more than like 3 or 4 weeks after it was ordered. Everything.
Yeah, we definitely take advantage of the 4 to 6 weeks for delivery.
And the reason that we do that is because we really are sort of literally operating out of the garage here, and there is only one person who sends out the orders, no matter how many there are or no matter what it is that she's doing on a given week. But the email is a problem because there seem to be email addresses. I get lots and lots of people telling me that they sent emails and we never responded. And the thing is that there are no messages that we get about store orders that we just don't respond to. And I really wonder if there isn't somewhere that there's an email address published that if they are sending emails to the email address on the PayPal account, then that's never going to get to anybody who can actually see it, because that's just completely buried. If they're sending emails to the email address listed on the store,
should be coming through.
Yeah, it should be coming through, and they should be getting answered. And so I don't know what the story with that.
I know that Zlania wants Xenophobe to recode the admin email inbox so that she has a lot more information about what the particular messages are regarding. Because, like, right now there's no subject line that she can see, so she has to just deal with everything, sort of.
I just always sort of omitted that because I assumed that people wouldn't.
She would sort things. I mean, I think she would prefer to have some sort of, like...
A drop-down box that was, like, store order issue, donation issue, yeah, whatever.
Bug reports, that kind of thing. And then she could just sort of deal with them in order of priority.
Yeah, the trouble with that is that those messages come from sort of two different places. I mean, it could be easily done. The bug report, I guess, in K-Mail could just have a new... A field that was only visible as a bug report. That would actually be pretty trivial for me to code. Maybe you want a broker getting me the list of things that she wants.
Okay.
Because, I mean, anything we can do to improve communication is always going to be good. But a lot of it, you know, like I said, we're pretty small operation dealing with a pretty large number of customers, sort of. And so it's not...
Especially
you
around
know,
the holidays.
Yeah, yeah. The number of short orders and stuff like that comes in are just kind of ridiculous compared to our sort of infrastructure and logistical ability to handle it. But... You know, we're not trying to rip anybody off. We really do want you to have your shirt. So, anyway, I will, when I talk to Zlania tomorrow, I will have her check, especially send a bug report, strongbadfannyx, with your actual name, and so we can maybe verify that the package was indeed sent and let you know when.
Part of the problem might also be that, like, unlike Amazon or something like that, who won't charge you until they actually ship the item...
Yeah, we don't have any control
over...
We have no control over when PayPal takes the money out of there. So it's...
So that might be the confusion, too.
Yeah. Which, I mean, I wish that we could change that. But, you know, I think the best we're going to be able to come up with is, you know... I mean... You know, the trouble is we don't make enough money selling the stuff in the store to, like, hire somebody really to just do that. You know, because we're not... We don't have the merchandise there to make money. We have the merchandise there so that people can have merchandise because they want it. The margins on that stuff, I mean, you know, getting a shirt for $15 shipped is pretty cheap compared to everything else you're going to see on the internet, and that's because we, you know, are pretty much only making enough money to make it worth doing very marginally. And so, you know, it doesn't make sense for us to...
Are you saying our margins are marginal?
Our margins are marginal. They're outside the printable region of the page. Would you like Microsoft Word to fix this for you? By hiring, you know, a shipping and receiving person. But no. I feel that the money that, you know, comes in from donations would be better spent on a hot tub than on somebody to more quickly get to... And I think you guys will agree. We need a new... We need a new foosball table to put on top of our other foosball table so that we can play Parallel Dimension Ultimate Foosball.
Like
we don't actually have a foosball table at all. I don't
or a hot tub at this point.
No, we do not have a foosball tub or a hot table. Man, you know what we need in the office? We need a teppanyaki table.
Yeah.
And then an on-staff teppanyaki chef to just make us filet mignon every time we want it.
And those little onion volcanoes.
Onion volcanoes.
24-hour onion volcanoes.
Yeah. That would... We've already experienced the office just reeking of onions for weeks at a time.
And also a lot of fire recently.
Yeah. Yeah, we had some entertaining adventures. We've been putting... These Feely packs are beginning to make me want to kind of punch Riff in the stomach. They're very, very labor.
They've been making me want to punch myself in the stomach.
I would venture to say that well over 200 man hours has gone into
the
production of the Feely packs thus far.
Which is really, that's going on, you know, an hour of effort per item to sell.
Yeah.
The Feely packs are really cool, but we've been... lots and lots of work. Yesterday was Black Finger Day as opposed to Brown Finger Day. And I think Riff was bleeding on map, so it was Red Finger Day for Riff. All right, so one of the items in the Feely pack is this wax sealed letter from King Ralph, right? So Riff got these wax sealed candle things with they're like a little thing of wax with a wick running down the middle of them that you light, and you hold it, and you drip the wax, you know, into a little oval, and then you press your little sigil into it.
Yeah.
Signet, not sigil. I always get those words mixed up. I don't know why. They're not at all similar in number of letters or first three letters. or vowel and consonant arrangement in the last three letters. or antiquity. but yeah, so it took a long, long time to drip all the wax on there, and Hot Stuff's like, you know, I bet we can make this wax melt faster. we're gonna get a little blowtorch. And since the neighborhood crack dealer had already gone to bed, so we couldn't figure out where to get a crack smoking blowtorch, Jezzerfly was actually like, hey, you know what you could do? You could go to Target, and they sell these creme brulee kits with a little butane blowtorch in it, and you could use that. And we went to Target. We asked somebody, hey, do you sell these blowtorches for making creme brulee? And they're like, hold on, let me go ask somebody. And then he goes and asks somebody, and he comes back and he's like, no, we don't sell that, sorry. And then on the way out, Hot Stuff finds it on a shelf, because that's what this Target is like by the office. And just, you can't believe them. I went to try and get a new pump for, like, in one of those electric pumps for the air mattresses, and they were like, oh, man, you got to go to some specialty camping store to find that. Like,
even though
there is one in the box of every air mattress you sell here, so you just can't tell me that.
Wow.
Tell me that you don't know if you sell them separately or not. But yeah, they're not...
How did we only end up with one pump and, like, four air mattresses in that case?
I don't know. You know, it might have only come with the nice queen air mattress. The twin ones might not have actually come with it.
I see.
Also, that thing was broken right out of the box. As soon as we plugged it in, we had to cover all the seams with duct tape to get it to work at all.
That's true.
So, anyway, we get this creme brulee torch, and first thing is Riff is like, all right, I'm going to try it. So he puts down a sample piece of paper, not one of the actual letters, and it's a good thing, as it turns out. Gets the wax stick, points the blowtorch at it, and the piece of paper just immediately bursts into flames. And so, you know, he's starting to put it out. He gets more
hilarity ensues.
Yeah. We're kind of giggling the whole time. This fire is getting larger and larger and larger. And then he dunks it in the glass of water that's there to cool the seal. We have exactly the right number of splitters, but I don't know where the other one that goes on that end should be.
I think I have my extra splitter.
Okay.
Here.
Zeno is out of Upper Blackrock Spire and back in the land of the living.
I don't actually know where my splitter is.
I think your spare is actually over here, so there should be an additional one over on the other side of the office somewhere.
Yeah, I'm plugged in over here.
So then we tried using this little crucible from another wax sealing project of Riff's and heating that up with the blowtorch to see if we could melt it faster, and the wax ended up just sort of bursting into flames, and then when it was poured onto the paper, it was still flaming. And then when it was blown out and we attempted to actually press the seal into it, it just kind of exploded into a bunch of tiny balls of napalmy death.
Balls of napalmy death.
I don't think there are any light bulbs left in that fixture.
Interesting. Huh.
We don't use this room much.
Well, we don't use it at night.
That's true. We don't use it for gardening with Michael Stipe.
Well, I have no idea where that splitter is.
That's really weird.
Rule 5 says, the reason you pronounce the E in record differently depending on whether it's the verb or the noun is that in English, the sound of a verb changes depending on whether or not it's stressed. In many languages, including English, Spanish, and Russian, there are words distinguished only by stress. In French, there are not. See, that's the thing. We have yet to come up with a single example of a word distinguished solely by stress. You claim, I can see this argument. Okay, these two words differ only by pronunciation, and this pronunciation differs only by stress. But it's not, that's still really not the question we're looking for the answer to. It was your question, Hot Stuff.
No, I know.
You're not even chiming in.
I'm still trying to think of a
record and record is the counterexample that was supplied.
Oh, pronounced differently.
Yeah, they're pronounced differently. But rule, not brick fuel, damn it. Rule 5's assertion is that the only reason they're pronounced differently is because of the different stress.
Huh.
Yeah. Oh, neat. 10,000-year-old tuna salad in here instead of a headphone splitter. Dumbass says, how could ooh already break your New Year's resolution? It's almost as though that resolution was comical.
Wow.
Di Vernon says, whenever I do a /who/friends or /romans or /countrymen or /mark, the chat gets a massive amount of leading white space at the bottom. Do a bug report and tell us what browser you're using. B-Manny Freak says, will the Save Uncle Crimbo quest leave my quest log? We should probably annihilate those flags at some point.
Yeah.
I can't find it. I guess I'm not on the radio tonight.
Sure. Due to lack of splitter, we seem to have a lack of...
On Thursday, all four of us were on, and I don't think anything has really been moved around. I can't imagine.
I mean, I could have misplaced my splitter somewhere.
Who was the fourth last Thursday?
It was the four of us.
Yeah.
Oh,
I
really?
Wasn't here last Thursday.
Oh.
Yeah, it was just xenophobe.
Okay, so maybe the problem is that you are here and we need an extra splitter because you are here and you do not have it. But I feel like that's your splitter.
Is it? I don't know.
Mine was black. Is yours actually white?
No, mine was black as well.
I feel like we had two white ones and a black one. This is fascinating for the listeners.
The listeners at home.
Well, you and Riff could share a microphone. Snuggle up close.
How about no?
I can talk really loud. Would you guys like that?
That'll work for me. You know what you could do? Somebody could sit there and plug each of you in to the thing as you decided to talk. That'd be.
We could pass the conch shell around.
Yeah. And then we could steal Piggy's glasses to make a fire. Would that even work? Could you even make a fire with glasses like ours?
I can't imagine that would work now.
I mean, unless you used, if you struck them against a flint. Maybe you could. Well, I guess we can't have any. How can you have your xenophobe if you can't find your splitter?
Pretty much.
Yeah, we'll maybe make a more dedicated lunge around the office looking for it during the break and see what we can't find. Sorry. Madeline says, why can't you wear a goat beard and a fedora or a helmet turtle? They wouldn't interfere, would they? Goat beard. I mean, goat beard. Something tells me now you'll just laugh at the goat beard and ignore the actual question. No, I mean, why couldn't you wear two fedoras on top of one another? You know, there are certain conceits that you just have to make to the rules of the game, man. The rules of the game. Dude, it's like 420, dude. Kawamura says, is there a chance of you guys making all familiars animated? No. No, there is not.
I mean, the ones that are animated because they're special in some way.
Yeah. They're either the two Mr. A, Mr. Familiars from Mr. Store, Mr., or they're the Riftlet or the Badger. Like, if we find one that's really only going to be at all interesting if it's animated, you know, then we'll maybe do that, but, yeah. Someone else says, when you hovered your mouse over Ronald or Grimace, it used to say waxing crescent, new moon, etc. It doesn't do that anymore. Why not? Well, I don't know. I don't know why that would have changed. It could be that I did alt text and not title text or some such, and, anyway, I'll look into it, because that should still work.
They're not actually moons anymore.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're just representations of moons.
Oh, you know what happened? All of the graphics changed when we added the Hamburglar.
Oh.
And I bet I didn't recode for that.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because that's going to suck. There's so many of them.
Yeah.
Waxing crescent with Hamburglar in the leftmost section. Yeah. Madeline says, can the game track how many combat adventures you've had in the airship and put that number in the plastic wrap immateria adventure just for aesthetics and niftiness? That's kind of funny, actually. ACDR says, are we ever going to be able to put intems? Wow. Intems looks exactly like interns. From Hank's into your store. No. It's really annoying to see the price of an item jump up when you just descended. Also, more yays for Riff. Played my first game of 1,000 blank white cards on New Year's Eve night. Best card was probably the clumsy card, minus two fingers per sword you have. Strangely, it didn't work with fireworks. I'm not sure I understand how that card works.
That's the beautiful thing about 1,000 blank white cards.
I guess you don't really have to understand it. Dude GN says, hey, could you guys bring back that you don't need to rest message? I keep resting past my max health and wasting a few turns. Yeah, that changed for the Crimbo stuff, and I never went in and fixed it, so should take care of that. Hot stuff. Read a question while I fix that.
No.
Make up a question.
Yeah. How many orangutans does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know. How many?
I don't know.
Okay, that should be fixed. And
hooray!
Good job. Good job.
I was embroiled in Wikipedia's minimal pairs discussion about stressed and non-stressed syllables.
I see. Have I told you about my new band, the Minimal Pairs?
No. Oh, for the listening audience at home that can't actually see Jick, he's wearing a pullover.
Yeah, my wife bought me a sweater and then promised to be very angry at me if I didn't break my vow to never put on another sweater again as long as I lived.
Did you really vow that?
No, I just decided. I mean, I could never imagine wanting to for any other reason than my mom made me. Where, I mean, it's itchy. It's pulling all the hair out of my arms. I could see how if I had a long-sleeved shirt on underneath it, that I wouldn't constantly... Have you ever put on pantyhose?
No.
Or like a real tall sock, or like just a pair of tights, like a unitard or anything? For like a...
I think you're revealing a lot more about yourself than...
No, yeah, just as... So, like, putting on something that's tight, yeah, like on something that's hairy, yeah, like your legs or your arms, is, to me, just very, very uncomfortable. Like, long underwear is very uncomfortable to me because it's like pushing all my leg hair down and pulling on it. And that's...
long underwear tends to be itchy.
So, this
is... Is the sweater tight?
It's a little tight. Oh, it's tight. It's da bomb. So we went to this restaurant where last time we were there, Hot Stuff ordered this appetizer called The Bomb, and they came back and said, somebody forgot to set up The Bomb, so we don't have it. And we thought it was very funny that someone had not set up us The Bomb. Today they set up us The Bomb, and
it was delicious.
Yeah, evidently. Everybody else thought it was very delicious. It's a deep-fried jalapeno stuffed with a whole shrimp, surrounded with cheddar cheese and bacon.
Yeah. It was the bomb.
They're gigantic.
It's the bomb when you're on the toilet
in
10 hours.
Mm-mm. Duh. I had a bite of it with no shrimp in it, which is admittedly maybe why I wasn't as excited about it as everybody else at the table.
Also, you don't like things that are good.
Oh, right. I forgot about that little quirk of mine. Anyway, yeah, dude, GN, there you go. Fixed. Actually, Dude Jan is probably not listening anymore since this was sent 2 days ago. Lucifer's Standard says, how about an unchef familiar, which gains a pound for each cooked food item up to 20, and during combat spits out the ingredients of a random food you fed it and loses a pound? That seems kind of convoluted. What would it do?
It would uncook the food, that's what he's saying. That's what it does.
That you fed it?
Yeah, you feed it something cooked, and then it would like if you fed it a pizza.
Like in combat, it would spit out the ingredients.
Yeah,
and
like a tomato. In there.
Huh.
It's like an untinkerer for food.
Except at random and a familiar for no good reason.
Well, I mean, otherwise it would be unfamiliar to us players.
So it would breed. Uncontempt?
Yes.
Malcontent?
This whole court is in uncontempt!
You can't handle the truth! They want me on that wall, Hot Stuff. They need me on that wall. Watts Apple Person says, sometimes when you attack and your ghost pickle attacks, they form one message. Another one. What type of booze do the mercenaries buy? Cotton gin. We were driving past cotton fields today, and my wife made a lot of unflattering jokes about herself. My wife turns 21 glorious years old at midnight, so what's going to happen is we're going to go back home, and everyone is going to be asleep, and we're going to wake them up to see if they want to do our plan, which was to take her out for her hour of power, which is, in fact, 2 hours of power now, which really breaks that whole thing. It was nice when the bars closed at 1, so it literally was an hour of power. But now that the bars close at 2...
We'll get there at 1.
It's 2 hours of blue showers. because we're going to order a bunch of blueberry daiquiris and pour them on her. Celebratorily. Like Gatorade after a football game. In the 25 degree weather. So I was going to look at this pickle thing. Caustic, I think, is a word I can search for to find the pickle. That really should not happen on account of it having the picture next to the pickle. It shouldn't be able to... I don't know. Tiny Plastic Grimmy says, I noticed the text on the new Mr. Store item form for the familiar, the flaming doppelganger, says. It says it increases familiar experience. Is this something that will affect familiar leaderboards? I think all the leaderboards are kills and arena wins, which are separate from experience. So, no. Experience is now a measure solely of its sort of current weight. Kills stay... over ascensions, and whatever. Hogula says, the new item of the month is beyond awesome. Although I'm not entirely sure any of the individual items would be worth a pull, their versatility makes the whole set of them really neat. Thanks, guys. On a related note, and this might have been something I've asked before, but this new item of the month is making me want to try a speed softcore run. However, I know that if I do one, when I return to hardcore, it'll be without stainless steel stuff, a pork elf goodie sack, and three pâtés, and that's no way to... And that there's no way to change that other than never doing a softcore run. Can we please get the ability to save a good King Ralph's letter for later? It'd allow hardcorers in my situation to give softcore a try without dramatically hurting their next hardcore run. Obviously, you couldn't get two of the good ones or anything. Basically, what I mean is that you'd be able to complete an HC Teat run, ascend into softcore, only getting a single pork gem in that run's letter, and ascend HC Teetotaler again and get pâtés and stainless in that run's letter. Because of the way those are coded, that is pretty much entirely impossible. The letter, there's no difference between the letters that you get for a hardcore run or an oxy run or a softcore run or a teat run. There, when you read the letter, it looks at your last ascension and gives you the rewards based on what your last ascension was. So, no. Also, you know, I guess I can understand why people wouldn't want, you know, they'd want to try a softcore run without having a break in their, you know, sort of infinite series of X's on their ascension history, but you know, you can't have everything you want. You know, it's a game. There are limitations, there are challenges and
choices.
There are choices that you have to make. And that's it. The Gun Run says, you should use the Levelator in your future podcasts. And then he links to Levelator and says it fixes a lot of volume problems.
In England, it's called the Lilift.
Except it's not Lelevator.
It's the Wallevator.
If we refer to our elevators as Evelators, then yes, they would refer to them as Lilifts in England. Hot Stuff is making fun of me because I refuse to refer to the place that we're going to be staying in London as a flat, preferring instead the term apartment, which is what people who speak the language that we speak call it.
I'm making fun of your resistance to using British terminology when we're going to be spending a significant amount of time in Britain. You know, you're going to want to be able to communicate with people.
Cheerio.
Exactly.
Pip, cheerio. Governor. We're going to be in a lot of Barney if we don't get this lorry back to the flat before the bomb in the boot goes off.
Hey, Governor.
Loopy Chica says, any word on the back orders of the Feelies? They are, as of the day before yesterday, ready to ship out.
Although that's complicated as well.
Yeah, because the... Apparently there's some problems with the boxes. The boxes that we're putting the boxes in are back ordered. I feel that we should not wait for those. I feel like we should do whatever we can to get those things in the mail, like, tomorrow. Because people have been waiting a retarded amount of time for those. I'll have to...
It would also help if we get rid of the pre-orders before we start packing the non-pre-orders.
That's
so that
true.
We don't accidentally ship a non-pre-order box to a pre-order person.
Well, there isn't really any difference between the two, is there?
They have slightly... Like, they used the previous version of the blood and the previous version of the wax seals and
the ones where the letter didn't just immediately burn to a crisp.
Yeah.
Magenta says, would just like to say that whoever came up with the euphemism weapon type is a genius. Many thanks for the great content over Crimbo, guys. Which weapon was it?
The flaming ball.
Nice. One-handed ranged euphemism. Great. Active Villain says, what will happen to the hole in the sky when NS-13 comes? It will no longer contain monsters far outranking your level at 13. Leaving Hole in the Sky the way it is could drastically change hardcore, especially. Will the monsters get harder? I don't think any of the monsters that exist in any of the regular zones are going to get any harder.
It just will be that those are not the last zones you go to anymore.
Yeah, the Hole in the Sky will probably become something that you back farm like pixels rather than something that you go to as soon as you can.
Yeah.
Count D says, hey, long time, no time. When you click on the link to a player pick in somebody's profile, could you make it so it opens in a new tab/window/computer?
Wow.
It does, doesn't it?
Can you have something open in a new computer?
That'd be funny.
I would click on that link all day long just to farm new computers.
I mean, I'm almost sure that it does. I'm almost sure that when you click on that, it's target equals blank, which, yep, I just did it, and it opened in a new tab, so I don't know what the problem is with whatever you're doing.
It's possible that their browser is blocking new computers.
That's true. Hogula says, are we going to get another grimoire item anytime soon? Are we, Ripplesby?
We've got the one on the plate. We just haven't done it yet.
Oh, do we?
Yeah, the ring.
The one ring?
No.
Oh, okay. Or the four fish. Or the three skin.
Oh, God.
Jump the Shark says, the clean-shaven effect picture looks like a happy son. Well, teach your son to shave properly and he will be happy for the rest of his life. Hogula says, you should be able to meet Smith a phonics down in basic meat pants to make gray jeans, which have some sort of mysticality boost. Maybe I've just been playing too much X-Men Legends 2. I would say that if X-Men Legends 2 is anything like X-Men Legends, playing it at all is playing it too much. If there have been some improvements in gameplay, then maybe I can forgive you. But if you don't get it, gray jeans equals Jean Grey, phonics equals Phoenix. I wouldn't mind green jeans. Apparently the first sentence I ever uttered was something about Mr. Green Jeans, according to my mom. She doesn't remember
really,
what it was.
I don't remember Mr. Green Jeans.
I don't either. If you asked me now, I would say that I don't think that I've ever actually seen an episode of Captain Kangaroo.
Okay, I've seen Captain Kangaroo. I definitely remember him getting ping pong balls dumped on him, but I don't remember Green Jeans.
I think we may have figured out that Captain Kangaroo died before my wife was born.
Huh.
I don't know if that's actually true. Made me sad, though. She was like, who the hell is Captain Kangaroo?
Ugh.
Death by Pie says, man, am I the only person who wishes that Grey's Anatomy was about dissecting aliens? Probably not. Sable 4 says, I'd recommend getting Final Fantasy V for the GBA instead of Final Fantasy III for the DS. Better gameplay, dual classing, and the main character is a hippie, the party member is a cross-dressing pirate captain. Plus, it's a lot more balanced than 3, which has serious level jumps in the monsters, causing periods of annoyment and then large amounts of grinding. I wasn't aware of Final Fantasy V for the GBA. You know what I would play is a DS port of Final Fantasy III for the Super Nintendo.
Final Fantasy III? Yeah, there is one.
There is one?
Yeah.
It's not the one that you've been playing, though. The 3D one, that's whatever.
Oh, you want the original graphics?
Is it the same game, just with 3D graphics?
Yeah.
That's terrible.
It's not that bad.
Why would you do that? That game was beautiful.
I don't remember what it looked like before.
It looked beautiful.
It's the Japanese Final Fantasy. Are you thinking of...
Maybe I am
the American Final Fantasy
III? Yes, the American Final Fantasy III.
Okay, no, that's actually Final Fantasy VI, so there is no DS version of that yet.
Okay, so...
But they're probably...
So when he says he'd recommend getting Final Fantasy V for the GBA, he's talking about a sequel to the Super Nintendo Final Fantasy American II that wasn't released here. using the same engine that was prior to what was 6/American 3.
I have no idea.
Really, I don't, you know, there really what I want to do is I want to play those on a machine that makes Squaresoft games not suck.
I want to play a pixel graphics version of Final Fantasy VII on the DS.
Final Fantasy VII, yeah, the graphics really interfered with my ability to enjoy the game.
Yeah, I couldn't get very far in it at all. OMG, spoilers.
Max Vance says, I think there should be some familiars available as one-time drops in the Haunted Pantry, the Sleazy Back Alley, and the outskirts of Cobb's Knob. I say this because a lot of new players seem to use the Mosquito for a long time. Well, part of that is part of that is because we sort of want the elements of gameplay to reveal themselves slowly. And, you know, the Mosquito is now part of a quest that introduces the idea of familiars, and, you know...
Can you move that box?
So people use the Mosquito for a long time. The Mosquito's good. The Mosquito, I would say, is probably the most popular familiar among the sort of most hardcore optimizing players.
What?
Yeah.
Are you wearing your liar's pants?
I was waiting to see how long it would take to get a rating. No, seriously. It heals you sometimes and does damage every once in a while. Look at how good that is.
My wife likes it. Morgan Fairchild.
No, man, if we put in a familiar that was half Mosquito, other half Mosquito, that would sell so many copies in Mr. Store. I wonder if we put in a Mr. Store familiar that was a lime only 8 times as powerful, if anyone would ever use it. Chrysalim says, have you guys ever pondered making KOL a co-op game? If you enhance the chat system and created a way for people to group up in combat, you could replicate a lot of the fun enjoyed in MMORPGs and MUDs. The unique adventure system is a great way to balance things for people who don't have time to log on all day, and this could definitely be applied to a larger scale that would be more fun than most online games. Basically, some way to play with other people other than chatting would make this game even cooler than it is, and this game is already pretty damn cool. That is never going to happen.
Yeah, that's not in this game.
Not in this game.
It's possible in the next game we're kind of thinking of.
We have been talking about an idea that will involve a larger deal of cooperation between players for gameplay elements, which is going to be kind of a clan level project that I'm excited about. You may or may not see one of those put out as an experiment before NS13. I don't know. It depends on how many ideas we have. Sometimes we have a lot of ideas, sometimes we don't. Crystalline says, the chat effect from the item of the month pants is hilarious, but what would be even funnier is if something did that but said in bed. Did we make it so the fortune cookies sometimes append in bed?
I don't think we did, but we should.
Some of that would be probably pretty funny.
Yeah.
Maybe you should talk to an old man. In bed. Sinead O'Collander says, hi, I can't seem to display my flask of pepper schnapps from the Grimboween quest. Is there a way for us to do that? It reminds me of the movie Little Nicky. You know what reminds me of the movie Little Nicky? Is every time I see Henry Winkler covered in bees. Which is hardly ever.
The Hulk's
waiting bees. Where is that from, the Hulk versus
from
the Hulk?
Yeah.
Who would win in a fight, the Hulk or
the Hulk? Or the Hulk's weight in bees.
It's such a beautiful image.
Di Vernon says, would it be possible to get mid-run percentage readings on familiar usage? It seems like that information would be readily available. I mean, I guess it's possible to get that information out. I mean, it's, what are you playing with?
Magnets.
Oh. They're irregularly shaped, like...
Yeah, they're like lumps of hematite. I was at this store in Pittsburgh when I was there over Christmas, and they had this deal where they had this huge, like, bin of these things, and you could... And these little tiny velvet pouches, and you'd get as many of these things as you could cram in a pouch and still get it to close for $5. So I took up the challenge. I think I got a pretty good amount.
To answer your question, Di Vernon, we could, but I don't know where we would put it exactly. I mean, I wouldn't want to hit that table every time you went to your terrarium. You know, I guess Ascension History could maybe have a section for stats for your current run. I don't know what else would go in there. I suppose, you know, we could just do a quick calculation on the number of days and the number of turns spent in your current run, because we already know that. And, That might not be a bad. Someone else says, what was the first KOL-related drawing you drew? Was it the trees in Crackrox the Barbarian? Yeah, I mean, probably it was technically the wooden figurine that the Hermit has, because I think that was the actual sprite for Crackrox the Barbarian. But the first... When I started working on KOL, I think the first thing I drew was the guy with the pasta spoon. I think. I don't know. I'll have to look at my thing. Or you'll have to watch the documentary when it comes out.
Oh, yeah.
Man, I'm excited about that. That animation that's at the head of the documentary just makes me...
Oh, I forgot to send them a new some new voiceover samples for that.
Voiceovers for it.
Maybe I should do that tomorrow.
What's the rough ETA on any of that?
I don't know. I mean, he must have already had to turn in the short cut.
Right.
Because it's the end of the semester. But he was spending a month or 2 months in New Zealand, and he's already left for there. So I believe it's done. It just wasn't in a format that he could send to. I think he's going to burn it to a DVD and send it to us when he gets back from New Zealand, huh. I think. And then, I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends on how busy he gets and how much we... I feel like if we provide as much support as he wants as far as, you know, getting him extra graphics or audio or whatever, that we could probably make the long cut happen. I mean...
Yeah, definitely.
You know, the other thing is, he doesn't... I mean, the long cut, I don't think will require as much, like, selective editing and as much... I mean, maybe it will require as much thought to be put into it as the short one did, but it's not like he's doing it for a grade, you know. I mean, he's just doing it to get the information across, sort of. So
there's no defined limit, time limit on it.
I don't know. He might have directorial pride.
Well, right, of course, but I mean, that'll also be neat because we'll see what is involved in getting a DVD pressed.
Oh yeah.
Oh no. Not another.
Yeah.
Process.
Another manufacturing process. After only a year, we finally have some toys. toys in the attic. They're not in the attic. We were discussing the other day whether this office has an attic or not.
I think we do. It's about the garage.
Oh, did we look in the garage to see if there was a doorway?
I'm pretty sure there is. It's really small though.
Huh?
Cat sized.
There should be an attic. I mean, this house has a peaked roof. There should be at least rafter space.
Did you check the closet by the front door?
No, I don't think that closet is big enough to... I don't think it's big enough for a trap door. It's barely big enough to wall up somebody looking for a cask of Amontillado. This is a creepy closet. You open this door, and it's a closet that's about a foot deep in all bricks. It seriously just looks like somebody's been walled into it. Tom93 says, does Mr. Skullhead really have a love of paddling the ladies?
Yeah. Oh, does he.
Barry says, the way the hardcore reward stat requirements currently work, there's an optimal order to do runs in order to utilize all the equipment. Three of the items have a missed requirement, which makes the missed classes the end of the run. It would be great if one of the missed rewards had muscle as a requirement, because it would change the path into a loop and allow people to start an optimal hardcore run as any class. This request is probably a lot too late, but it would make this more interesting. I mean, that wasn't really intentional, and it's because accessories have mysticality requirements to equip, and that's probably not going to change. Hogula says, how would you feel about making ultra-rare monsters scaling? I would actually not want to do that, because the way it is now, they're slightly tougher than other monsters in the zones that they're in, and you know, that's fine. Plus, Constellation Ribbons are just as good as hockey sticks. They sell for just as much in the mall.
the untradeable ones?
The untradeable ones, yeah. They would sell for just as much. It's if true. They did 15 monster level. 50 monster. Was it 50? 30. 75. I'll see your 75 and raise you a Talisman of Bayo. The Dread Pirate Wesley says, hey, we just watched Princess Bride yesterday while we were getting our fingers all black, rolling up rusty metal keys. Well, no, that's what I was doing. Hot Stuff was playing with ribbons. Yeah, in his hair, yellow ones for his trip to San Francisco. Riff was wax sealing stuff using the new and improved glue gun method of wax sealing.
Yes, which is not quite as nice as the originals, but ooh, is it so much faster and easier?
Yeah,
and just nicer on us.
Instead of five or more minutes per letter, it's like
it's down to about minute and a half per letter. We, like Henry Ford, are all about improving the efficiency of the assembly line process.
And replaceable parts.
Anyway, Dread Pirate Wesley says, "Hi guys, thanks for the great game. I was thinking maybe we could get a lava lamp in the game, work like a combat item, hypnotize your opponent, and randomly catch fire. Lava lamps don't randomly catch fire."
But I imagine there will be. I can think of a place that lava lamps would make a lot of sense.
Yeah.
As a drop that is not even vaguely near being put into the game yet.
Indeed. Istanbul says, very interesting item of the month. There's something for the hearts, pants, diamonds, accessory, spades, weapon/familiar equipment, but nothing for the clubs? Are there any plans for an item of the month that would influence PvP in some beneficial way? Note, I'm like 0% club, but I'm sure others are wondering the same. You know, I was thinking about giving one of the forums some bonus PvP fights at night, in addition to whatever it did. But I don't know. I didn't want to, you know, make it too powerful.
Yeah.
How big of a deal do you think that would be?
Well, I mean, it's a question of that sort of that adage where we try not to make something that you can only be competitive with if you've got the donation.
The donation items, yeah.
And I'm not 100% sure how that would affect things.
The Liars fans could say they give PvP fights, but not actually give them.
That's true. The Liars fans could say that they gave PvP fights, but not actually give them. I mean, the problem with that is, you know, you obviously can't be seriously competitive in soft core speed ascending without donation items. And the fact that you can get donation items by farming meat and buying a Mr. Accessory, you know,
yeah,
kind of means that's accessible to everybody. I mean, I don't know. You know, if we end up with enough equipment in the game that gives you plus PvP fights and enough effects that you get plus 50 a day, you know, is the difference between plus 50 and plus 55 going to be something that is just a nice bonus for people who happen to donate a year ago, or is it going to be something that's like, ah, damn it, I give up because I can't compete with the people who donated a year ago? I mean, I don't know. That was why I didn't do it, because I don't know the answer to that question, you know. I mean, I'm curious how do the PvP crowd feel about that? Oh, Stick Guy says, a few others and I came up with this idea, a lampshade hat. It would be acquired while drunk, perhaps Sneaky Pete drunk, and only equipable at a certain level of drunkenness. No idea what kinds of effects it would have, or even if it's a go. It would have the life of the party intrinsic.
That might be a nice Sneaky Pete.
Yeah,
day.
It would be a good Sneaky Pete.
It would figure out based on your private message history who your KOL ex girlfriends were, and it would start randomly rerouting private messages that you send to them instead of. Enemy Lasagna says, "Is there a Sonic or Ristar reference in this game? Both are Sega games for the Mega Drive / Genesis." I don't think so. I never actually had any Sega consoles.
Me neither. I don't even recognize that second name.
Ristar?
No idea.
Ferdowund says, regarding the grayscale thing, KOL is only black and white, no grayscale. Michael Jackson sings black or white, so how about a black / white skull castle, since there's no gray stuff in KOL? There's plenty of gray. There was the gray plague.
Yeah.
There was the gray goo.
Well, the gray goo hasn't happened.
Yeah.
There, you could see it.
Oh, well, okay. Kind the of. Ball of it in
But you
the
didn't really
sky.
Know what it was.
Well, it's the ball of gray goo. That's what it said. What? Do you act like I'm spoiling something we haven't even thought of yet?
What do you mean? We thought of it.
Well, kind of. Mm. You shut up.
All right.
All right. None of that happened. BioSpark says, also, would it be appropriate for a Jetsons reference to appear in the Sprocket description? The old ones could probably use some touching up.
Yeah.
Spacely Sprockets and Cogswell Cogs. Minor Annoyance says, Jellyfish vision overrides temporary blindness. Bug, feature, or below your concern? Correction, it overrides the monster's picture and name, not the you acquire something part. Yeah, the jellyfish, the thing is, since it's the cerebral cloche, the jellyfish is actually projected straight into your brain. What did the cat do?
They ripped off the goddamn fuzzy thing on my microphone.
He does that, man. The cat just
the hell out of
these
things.
Yeah, he's got some sort of like jihad war in these things or something. The cat is also Muslim.
Protoss89, or a Fremen. Protoss89 says, hey guys, I was just wondering if you've ever tried the Funny Farm puzzle game. It's this really cool word association game that's been taking over my life for the past month or so. They say it's impossible to do on your own, and I believe them. Use.
I played that for like 20 minutes and I haven't played anywhere in it.
Really, what is it? Is it like one of those not prawn type web puzzles or something?
Not really.
Well, we'll look at it. Hotzi says, is the superhero avatar of the caped man Zorro? No, Zorro's not a superhero. He's just a man. Just a gay blade. Do you remember Zorro, the gay blade?
I think I saw it once.
Yeah. And Naked Jew says, Riff, hot stuff. I really need your responses to my interview. Answer what? Him.
Oh, send it to me again? Sorry.
Dirty Diaper says, you should consider making it so instead of typing who is Bashy, you can type who am Bashy. Yeah. Dan Bob says, wow, holy crap, the tiny plastics look gorgeous. Tell the pretentious artist a pat on the back for me. All right, I will walk up to him and I will say, Roy, a pat on the back for Dan Bob.
I don't exactly understand this Funny Farm game. Whoa.
It's a word association game. Just post words that are like...
Yeah, word association is not... a game.
It is for this.
I mean, you're supposed to just guess what the next word in the chain is, or...
It's sort of like a big spidery flowchart type of thing.
Yeah, it has a structure. I'm trying it now.
I see.
Instead of paying any attention to the radio.
Yeah, well... LSK says, why is it that when new content is rolled out, it seems there is always a non-working effect or object somewhere? Well, there's not always a non-working effect. A lot of the times, and I posted this in the forums, it used to be, well, okay, the way that the script that describes an effect works is you just pass it the name, the effect ID, and it shows you that effect. And it used to be that whenever we would put an effect in the table, even if the item that gave you the effect wasn't coded yet or wasn't there, that anybody could just type in that number in a browser and see the description of it, and so content was getting spoiled.
Cat!
So we made it so we can mark the effects non-public. And we just sort of always forget that we have to mark them public. In order for people to be able to look at the descriptions on the live servers. That was the only thing that didn't get rolled out correctly for the trader, and you know, that's relatively minor. Zero impact on gameplay, just a cosmetic thing. 001 says, I'm in favor of adding status effects to monsters. I remember my first week of playing, I stocked up on anti-antidote, thinking that poison was going to be a major problem. Plus, the game is too easy. More apathetic lizardman type effects or reflect type effects would be awesome. Maybe having more puzzly elements in combat, like the shadow fight. Like having to throw spices into an enemy's eyes in order to stop it from countering you. Or maybe having a hawk enemy, and you have to distract it with a scroll of turtle summoning in order to attack it. Well... I don't know. I mean, I don't know that I feel the game is too easy. I like the fact that the game is easy. I would also like the fact that I would also like it if the game was more interesting, I guess. So. Vash Orion says, I'm trying to stay awake after being up all night to fix my sleep cycle. By the time you read this, I will have passed or failed. It never works.
Yeah.
For me. Never.
What generally works for me is that I will end up, when I eventually do sleep, I will sleep twice as long.
Yeah. Like, if I've been waking up at 5 p.m. and I decide, all right, I'm going to stay up for 24 hours or whatever, for 36 hours, I will go to bed at midnight the following day and then wake up at 5 p.m.
Yeah.
And just, yeah. I'd like to find a trick to fix on that.
I think the only real way to do it is to set an alarm clock and force yourself to get up at a reasonable time.
Even if you've only been asleep for like an hour.
Yeah, I hate the sound of, I hate being awakened by alarm clocks so much though that I could never bring myself to do that.
I mean, the thing is, if I actually have an alarm clock going for a period of time, I will start to wake up before the alarm would go off, and then I'm just like, oh neat, I didn't have to deal with this alarm.
Yeah.
But then I lose the, like today I had to go do something with my wife, and so I had to wake up at a specific time and set the alarm like an hour early and got to enjoy hitting the snooze button for an hour, which is really one of the most satisfying things. Use the alarm clock on my phone so it just plays really annoying songs. Yeah. Madeline says, Jick, please sing that Chrysomor Nub Lol Ruffle Mafau song again, please.
No,
I'm not going to because Xenophobe's in the room and he's going to hit me if I sing it.
So. I'll let you sing it, but just give me a minute.
Xenophobe is leaving. he's actually leaving the house so that I can sing. I wasn't even gonna sing it. Anyway, it goes, Christ some more nub lol, Christ some more nub lol, Christ some more nub lol, ruffle 'em foul. Yeah, that's how it goes. All right, Xenophobe can come back in now. I am now terrified of rolling my chair over the cord on this headset, because I had a headset identical to this at home that I just destroyed by rolling my chair over the cord, yanked all the wires out. It's over.
It's over!
Anyway, Vashorion continues. Have Xeno or Riff ever read or watched Death Note? It's really good.
I've read, like, one or two episodes of it appeared in Shonen Jump, which I used to get when it came out every month, but I hadn't really followed it, and I don't know, the first two didn't strike me as all that fascinating, and the way the demon looks struck me as incredibly dumb, but I just recently read a review of it that was very positive and actually made it sound pretty good, so I'll probably grab a couple of the graphic novels and check it out.
And then he says, any plans to pick up Phoenix Wright 2? Not me, man. I don't like that game.
Man, I already have, and it's awesome.
Oh, great. Hope you enjoy that. Have you guys read the Ender's books aside from just Ender's Game? Said the leaflet thing made me super happy. I have. I did not like Speaker for the Dead or Xenocide.
I can't remember which of those is which.
I don't actually either.
I like the one that had the girl in it that was all OCD and was, like, tracing wood grain stuff as her OCD. I thought that was a good one. I didn't like the other two in the series so much. I mean, they were all right.
They
weren't up to the previous standard.
I feel like the only ones that I actually liked were Ender's Game and then Ender's Shadow.
Yeah,
like
Ender's Shadow.
Like, the same story from Bean's perspective. I mean, the thing is, Ender's Game was a very good story. The rest of it was just kind of not. It was just kind of, you know, a sprawling. Like, I feel it sort of suffers from the Dune complex, you know, where it's just, you've created an incredibly compelling world. Now, leave it alone.
Yeah, that was like kind of like the only two books in the Dune series that I really liked were Dune and God Emperor.
I don't remember if I actually read God Emperor.
I really liked Speaker for the Dead and Xenocide and Children of the Mind.
Huh.
And I haven't really read. I read Ender's Shadow, but I haven't read any of the other.
Yeah, I read Ender's Shadow, and then I read the next one after that, and then I stopped again.
Something about the hegemon. The
I don't care. I never cared about Peter and Valentine.
You weren't interested in.
Yeah, I wasn't interested in the, like, political subplot at all of Ender's Game. So it just, you know.
I can go with you on that.
I liked the video game parts, you know, and that was pretty much the extent of my really really liking it. The Gun Run says, what is a good title for a research paper talking about removing the words under God from the Pledge of Allegiance? A waste of argument. I don't know. Are you in favor of removing the words
under God? Getting out from under God.
All over me, all under God.
One nation. Just without the remainder of the line.
Yeah, one
nation randomly formed from various protean chemicals in the primordial soup. And,
in evolution we trust.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know. That's one of those things that I just kind of don't care about, you know? Like, I used to say the Pledge of Allegiance when I was a kid, and it said under God, and even when I was a kid, I was like, you know.
I haven't said the Pledge of Allegiance in 20 years.
I don't think I've said the Pledge of Allegiance since I was forced to in school.
Yeah, they eventually stopped. In my school, you still had to stand up when everyone stood up, but they wouldn't force you to actually say anything. You could just stand there and not talk if you wanted. Or maybe I'm wrong about that, and maybe they just never noticed that I wasn't saying anything.
I always say kind of like when people were saying grace, you know? I mean, don't sit there and be like, how dare you assholes try and force your shit down my throat. No, just sit there and, you know, keep your mouth shut, you know?
Be polite.
Look down at the table and wait for them to be finished, you know? Like, it's just not... It's not worth being that asshole.
Yeah.
So, I guess, yeah. We should take a break. We should take a beak.
A beak?
We should take a beak. I don't know what music to play. I never know what music to play. People would be mad if I played Oh Superman again. Actually, people probably wouldn't. We could play some System of a Down. Well, weird. Huh, there was a little hitch in the broadcast software there. I hope that didn't actually create any audible problems. And how about a little more System of a Down? And then I need, let's see. What's a good follow-up to System of a Down?
Syndrome of a Down?
That'd be prior to System of a Down alphabetically.
Yeah.
The next song alphabetically in my MP3 folder is Taco, Putting on the Ritz.
That's an awesome song.
Okay. All right, so that puts us at about 10 minutes, so we'll see you when these songs is over.
Move. Move.
you're back, and we've been playing the Funny Farm game a little bit.
And I'm here. We found another splitter.
Yes, we did.
Hooray!
Yeah. Well, this is crazy. This game is kind of fun.
Yeah, I think we're going to have to play that Funny Farm game after the radio show and we get drunk.
Yeah, we'll have to go back and do the house one. There's a bunch of us. Anyway, yeah. We should get... Oh. Hey, also, I don't know, kids, what it is that's been causing rollover to take so friggin' long lately, but I need... I'm going to have Xenophobe take a look at that. I tried to add some more logging to it to see, basically, there's all this stuff that doesn't generate any logs before it dumps the logs to Outfile for Sandbox.
Huh.
Right? It's like when it dumps all those tables is apparently it's in between ePreeders O2's collection data and dumping logs to Outfile that's taken like 25 minutes.
Weird.
And I don't know what the hell it is. Some of it I think has to do with the Sandbox stuff, but I don't know. It's just it's super inconsistent and crazy, and I don't get it. Dumping the inventory takes, I think, a long time, too. Dumping the inventory, I believe, is in there, and I don't know why that would suddenly be taking 20 minutes instead of 5 minutes. But, yeah. Hogula says, regarding the whole 100% completion idea someone suggested on the last show, I think it'd be kind of neat if completing an optional quest in a run puts a little badge of some sort next to that run's entry in the Ascension history, or is otherwise tracked and displayed. That way the percentage thing isn't an issue, and the basic idea of the suggestion, that people should be able to show off a good run in which a whole crapload of subquests are completed, can still stand. If you do that, I think it'd be neat if similar badges were given out for doing things which aren't exactly quests, like, say, finding and killing the guy made of bees, also got recorded there, so long as there are separate entries rather than a subquest completed X counter, i.e. separate entries for each subquest. The problem is, having 50 different little icons next to each row on the Ascension history would suck.
Yeah.
Vash Orion says, I'm still up! Anyway, when do you think the Feelies will go in? I can't wait to get my hands on a pack. If it were up to me, they would go into the store tomorrow.
I think we owe it to the pre-orders to ship their stuff before we put them in the store, which I think is fair.
That's true. But I think we can ship them tomorrow.
I don't think that's true.
Because we still need boxes.
Yeah, but we have boxes that are big enough. We just use twice as much bubble wrap as we would. Yeah, I mean, we can put them in our larger boxes.
Do we have enough of those?
We probably do. We get pallets and pallets of them.
I mean, we're out of another kind of box already.
Oh. Well, shit.
Yeah. It'll happen soon.
How is it that hard to stay in cardboard boxes? We gotta get over there. Someone else says, how come the killer bee is the most useless familiar ever? What does it do that makes it good? Nothing. A bee revamp would be nice. That isn't true. It stings stuff and it gives you muscle.
And it hates you.
Yeah.
Well, all familiars are good if they hate you.
You guys should answer a question while I grab a beer.
I need another two-letter word that means bull other than ox.
Yeah, for cows. Yeah. The dots are the number of letters. Yeah, it's really... I don't have my questions up. Does anyone else have their questions up?
No, I don't.
Well, I just got back here. Fuck you. So,
stop playing this game while we're supposed to be...
Yeah. I'm in a really nice raiding guild in World of Warcraft right now, but they have a rule against profanity that just eats my ass. Are you kidding? No, I'm not kidding.
On Ventrilo, you can't...
I can't say the word fuck.
Wow.
Nor in guild chat.
Dude, wow. Come on.
There's this... I mean, for the chat, there's profanity filters, so you shouldn't have
to... Yeah, but that's just the rule. And for what it's worth, it's really helping to keep good players in our guild.
What?
Yeah. Or at least ones that can follow directions.
Yeah, I can see
you
that.
You were a kid.
So, I mean, they'll just kick you out of the raid?
No, it's a 5 gold fee.
You have to pay 5 gold every time you curse?
Yep.
Like that's a swear jar.
Dude. Yes. Does it at least go to something good? It
goes to the guild bank. Which, you know, is sort of nebulous, I suppose. If I use that word right. But, yeah. So, fuck.
You can't do that, man. You gotta
50,000 me.
Yeah, you gotta stay out of that habit.
Okay, here. I'm gonna make myself 50,000 me to throw it to the swear jar. Oh, I love my job. Fuck.
People are
Hoggulous is mentioning the whole 100% completion thing. I mean, we have some things in mind for that kind of behavior, but it's very nebulous at this point.
Yeah, right.
So don't. There will be stuff somewhere down the road for to reward completion, but it's not going to happen right away.
Ferdowun says, about the Swedish fish that you put in your yard for a year, it's called Surstra upside down question mark one half mumming. It's okay. Fermented Baltic herring, and it smells like hell. But it's good. Most people don't eat it. Oh. Why would they
make it if you can't eat it?
Yeah.
I thought it was supposed to be a delicacy or something.
I mean, most people, why do they make it if they can't eat it?
I wonder how they... So whenever they get the fish out of the ground, are they mining for fish?
Ho-ho!
They have to use a pick and a fork.
O'Grady says, the hedge maze map should be at the side pane of the maze. This would save people going back and forth a lot, and it would be more like having a map to navigate through, which was the justification for needing one. I'm not sure what that means.
Yeah, me either.
Vash Orion says, do Echo and the Reverb crew listen to Echo and the Bunny Men at all? I've never heard Echo and the Bunny Men.
Yeah, I don't. I'm not sure that I have either.
Tom93 says, this trader seems pretty awesome. I shall proceed to smash away. Yeah, that was a... That kind of backfired on us.
So the trader is, gone?
Yeah.
Yep.
That's interesting.
Hey, you were asleep. You didn't get to vote.
Alright.
What are you doing?
Aaliyah voted for you.
You're replying to Patrick's text message asking if we want to go to Pranksters. Yeah. You going to tell him what the plan is?
Yes.
Alright. Nigel says, I think it's a good idea for a required quest item would be your mom's pants, because it would be wonderful to see people in hardcore who are trying to get your mom's pants to drop. Llamamancer says, since you've revamped weapon hit messages, why not spell messages? I was thinking something along the lines of, you summon a code of nudity revealing X damage worth of, holy crap! Well, I don't know. They're already more interesting than most stuff that happens in combat, so. Enemy Lasagna says, will Nutty Sorceress drops come out with NS13? Nowadays, when I defeat her, the toughest boss in the game should give something more than the ability to reset the game. Yeah, I'm all about that going in as... I think there should be an outfit that turns your avatar into a narrower animated version of the Nutty Sorceress. I don't actually think that, but I don't think it should be an outfit. I think it should be another set of 6 pieces of equipment, many of which have more than one part needed to put them together. Because we could do, you know, the leather corset, which only drops if you have the shirt skill when you're fighting, you know, and several parts of the staff, and the, you know, you need 2 clockwise evil paisles to make the rotating evil paisley offhand item. And she's described as having a leather crown, which is not pictured, and a leather skirt, and she could have some boots that she dropped, and that's it, right? Is that 6? Weapon, offhand, skirt, shirt, hat, boots. That is 6 items. And she only drops 1 boot at a time, and 1/48th of a skirt. The skirt is like a bunch of little pieces of leather in different shapes, like a misshapen animal skeleton.
And you have to level your leather working to turn.
Yeah, you actually have to figure out a way to send them to a character in World of Warcraft with 300 leather working to put them together for you. But yeah, Enemy Lasagna, I would like to say that yes, we will do that. Catatonic says, hey, Jack, I was listening to some past shows and decided to pick up Portrait of Ruin. It is awesome so far, and I'm now addicted. Thanks, guys. You're welcome. Though, I have to say, like, I stopped playing it after like four days. I only played it for 4 days, but I did nothing but play it for 4 days.
Did you beat it?
Yeah. Oh yeah. Okay. No, I beat it and got 100% of everything except I didn't actually beat the game with all of the unlockable characters, but I unlocked all the unlockable characters and I beat all the quests and I got 1,000% map completion.
I think I got 1,000% map completion.
I ended up cheating for the last, like, 2 or 3%, like, looking at maps online.
Yeah.
Which there were no... That was neat. All of the spoilers on GameFAQs were being written as I was playing it.
Yeah.
So most of what... And I think Riff had the same experience. Most of what we were doing was actually reading posts in the forums of GameFAQs because there were no documents put together yet. Oh, Birth Defect says, what kind of macros do you guys use for World of Warcraft? Since 2.0, I haven't really found a use for them, or maybe I'm just missing something.
But I am almost out of macro space. I use more macros now than I have.
The only macro I ever had was one that just said thanks with a smiley face for when random people buff me.
Huh.
No, almost everything worthwhile that I do has a macro.
I had a macro set up for decursive, but now that doesn't work anymore. And I tried to write a macro for smart aspect switch as my hunter, but I could never get it to work right.
Yeah. I used macros for buffs, but the patch made that unnecessary.
It made it unnecessary because it automatically selects the right rank of a spell. That's huge.
That was like 6 or 8 of my macros was
spell. I have
rank.
Macros for cast sequence. Stuff. I got like one for raiding, one for PvP, one for grinding. I have two macros that effectively control the entire range of abilities on all my pets.
I still use
a secondary button.
A macro for repeated quest turn in. You can there's a single macro that you can write that will select the first quest that like a repeated quest giver has, then also select the thing that you want to do and then also turn it in. So you just keep spamming
that would
the
be
button.
Really nice.
Yeah, you just keep spamming the button, and you just as long as you
for like turning in 10 bone fragments at a time and whatever.
Well, yeah, I mean, I use it in like Ultrak Valley or for when I was turning in stuff for the Reputation for Thorium Brotherhood or whatever.
I see.
No, that's really clever. I would totally. Once I start grinding, rep on my 60.
Yeah,
I'm just now getting my tier zeros. I got 3 parts of it right now.
Nice.
Doing
I have no cards of my tier zero set on my 160.
Yeah.
We could just turn this into a show about World of Warcraft.
We could. Jump the Shark says, can we expect this new traveler to stay here for a good while? He is a traveler, after all, but on the other hand, so is Doc Galactic. No, you cannot expect that at all.
I didn't get to vote, so...
Enemy Lasagna says, will the Ghost of the English Language ever send us on a quest? He did. The quest to avenge his death.
You completed the quest because you wrote a complete sentence.
Yeah. Open Arms says...
An interrogative one at that.
Open Arms says, the last person that hailed from distant lands brought the plague. Has this one been checked? No, he's fine. He's good. He had to clear customs.
Customs checks for viruses.
They do.
What?
They do in real life. Don't we have to go and, like, get quarantined, like, and stay in, like, a... When we fly to England, we have to sit in one of those chambers that slowly adjusts our body to the air pressure in England.
Or else we get the Mercedes-Benz.
We get the... Yeah.
Oh.
Wow, that was terrible. It would have been better if we were going to Germany and it actually made sense, too.
Well, you know, I had
Isn't Mercedes, like... A Spanish nickname?
I think Mercedes-Benz is a German company.
It's a German company, but isn't the word Mercedes Spanish?
I don't know. It's a lot of strippers are named Mercedes.
Are a lot of strippers Spanish? Can we draw a Venn diagram?
A lot of strippers are Mexican here. And that is okay. Max Van says, how is the Twinkly Wad usable in meatsmithing? The wiki hasn't found its use at all. That's because the wiki... There are more meat smithing recipes on Heaven and Earth than are dreamed of in your wiki.
That's what I was trying to say, but I couldn't think of the phrase.
Yeah, I couldn't really either, but I just faked it. Dan Bob says, I disagree with the development team's resistance to programming player-suggested things with the reasoning somebody will code a Grease Monkey script to do it. I felt that passing it off on a third party instead of enhancing the functionality of the game itself is somewhat backwards. This reads overly harsh, but is not intended as such. Okay, I only feel that way about situations where we have what I consider to be a perfectly good interface for dealing with something, and somebody says, I would like a more complicated and more powerful interface for dealing with this. Most of the time, I don't want to add complexity to the interface because I feel like most people who play are not the ones, you know, bitching about the number of clicks it takes to rearrange their trophies or whatever, but are sort of glad that everything is as simple as it is in the game. So when it comes down to something like that, or when it comes down to something where there are two ways to do something and I don't know which one of them is better, you know, if it's not immediately obvious which way, you know, which, like, auto-sell thing is better, then, you know, I mean, we did, in that case, write two different versions of that interface. And
that was mostly because I think the way, the default way is ugly and stupid. Yeah.
So I mean, if say, Xenophobe and I disagree on the way that something should look, then we may end up having two versions of it written. But if a player suggests an alternate way of dealing with some particular interface element, you know, we don't really have any way of knowing, like, how the bulk of the players are going to feel about it. So if it's a case where we can't look at it and say, all right, this is definitely a good idea, then, you know, status quo is probably the best plan there. Because everybody hates change. Not everybody hates it the way it is, but everybody hates change. So, you know, most of the time, when I, at least, say that somebody will write a Grease Monkey script for it, it's not because I just don't want to do the work. It's because I don't want to add the complexity to the interface. Because if somebody wants, you know, if somebody is the kind of person that wants, you know, to be able to number to have numbered boxes like a Netflix queue for their trophies, then that person can use Grease Monkey if they want. I don't want something that's going to confuse a new player who has two trophies.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, I guess Netflix works that way, and everybody kind of figures out Netflix now, but I don't know. Arbitrary Alliteration says, so I'm taking a religion and literature course this year, and the professor is a Yale Divinity School graduate and is ridiculously smart. However, he exerts his intelligence by using big words that no one has ever heard of. To combat this, our entire class made giant question marks on cardboard, and whenever he says something none of us understand, we raise them up. His face is priceless.
That's kind of nice.
See, I would be too tempted to abuse that and just, like, flag it for, like, silly things.
All the time, yeah.
Yeah, just like, we are going to take roll today, and I would just hold my flag up.
Does anybody know what time it is? Question mark.
And yes, most of my professors were Indian, so I feel justified in making a broad, sweeping, cultural sort of mock.
Yeah, most of my computer science professors were Indian when I was at U of I.
Most of them spoke perfectly good English.
One of them was a real asshole. Somebody posted in a news group for the class, does anybody else have trouble understanding the professor? And somebody replied, yeah, you know, sometimes his accent is a little bit difficult to parse. And then the professor just posts this, like, well, fuck you. You know, maybe you shouldn't be posting this shit where I can see it. And we're like, what? You dick. you can't come in here and say that you don't have an accent. And some people are like, you know, it's weird. I find that as I get older, I have more and more trouble, like, parsing speech with heavy accents. And I don't know why that is. I don't know if, like, you know, losing the high frequencies, I start to lose, like, subtlety
that
of sound or whatever. But it's...
You're just losing subtlety. You're just becoming more and more...
When we got the toys, we got them shipped from this company that specializes in shipping things in from China, and there was this Chinese woman speaking English on the phone that it was just incredibly difficult for me to understand her over the phone, but, like, the pretentious artist didn't seem to have any trouble with it, so I don't know. I'm losing my ability to understand people with accents. I'm worried. I'm worried about England. I'm worried that I'm not going to... I'm going to go to a bar and I'm going to order something, and they're going to ask me a question, and it's going to be, like, Freebirds all over again. I'm going to be like, what? Dead Guys Watch says, why doesn't Ronin end for hardcore players when they free the king in sub-600 turn ascensions? Couldn't Ronin be removed with hardcore restrictions when hardcore is free the king? No, because we don't want you to be able to basically do stuff that gets you ready for a next fast run at the end of a current fast run. So, yeah, that's why that's there. Well, I sure wish you guys were paying attention instead of playing this funny fun game.
I'm not playing the game. I'm reading the forum.
Hot stuff is definitely playing the funny farm game.
I can't think of anything that relates to Penn and Teller.
Magic?
Well, no, I got that for a bit.
Bullshit.
Well, that's how I got to Penn and Teller.
Bullet.
That's the two-letter one. BS.
Yeah.
Oh, was it? Cow? Yeah. BS? Crazy.
And then it leads to bullshit, which leads to Penn and Teller.
I wonder what you Spoilers. Get when you complete that thing. We're doing it tonight.
Count me out. I don't like that game.
Fred Levi says, well, Matt, now my different Canadian quarters for JIC Fund is up to 19 quarters. I'm nearly halfway there, and I even got the somewhat rare Remembrance Day quarter. Great.
Oh, dear. I wonder what he's remembering.
Whoa, it's got some red shit in the middle of it.
Whoa, really?
That's crazy. Yeah, look at that
I'm
link.
I'm glad I don't take red shits. I'm also glad that I don't give them. I just realized that there's this bucket of popcorn that's been under my desk. Like, this giant tin that's been there since last Christmas.
Yeah.
I haven't eaten it yet.
I finally got rid of mine. I ate about two-thirds of it.
The cat likes to sit on it, so I leave it there.
My problem with those tins of popcorn is that there's always goddamn caramel corn in them.
Oh, I love caramel corn.
Caramel corn's delicious.
No, it is not. Caramel
you
corn
just
is...
You don't like anything that's sweet.
Or anything that's good.
Caramel corn is an abomination.
It's delicious. Cracker Jack is awesome.
Like Cracker Jacks?
Yeah.
I don't like Cracker Jacks. I don't like Fiddle Faddle. You know what I didn't like, though, was Doodads. You guys remember Doodads?
I think I do.
It was like this kind of salty Chex Mix stuff, and if you turn the box upside down, it said Spap Oop, which my dad and I enjoyed that.
Great.
No, it was Spap Oop. It was
Spap Oop?
There is, when that Illuminati trading card game was out, the box of boosters, I picked one up and looked underneath it once, and on the bottom they had printed, "Ah, the human picks up our box to attack its soft and weak underbelly."
That's clever.
I bought the Doc Galactic, and I bought starters of that and tried to play it. And
it's much better, I found, if you just find, like, they put out the box that was, it was called, like, one of everything. They just had one of every card. And it was much, I found it a lot more fun just to play with that, with everybody pulling from the same stack.
Mm. Gorblux says, you should change Radio Bugbear's ID number to 1980, which is the year Bugbears first became prominent in Dungeons & Dragons, and thus all RPGs after it that feature them. Better yet, make the ID 114004, the date of your first radio show. 114-2004, I mean, for Radio Bugbear. Yeah. I think 411 would be a good player ID for Radio
Bugbear.
Istanbul says, for some time now, Rollover has been running about 45 minutes instead of the usual 30. What changed, and will anything be done to fix it? Yeah, we're working on it. And he says, also, what happened to the trader from distant lands? Is he just an occasional occurrence? You don't know. We don't know. We were just as surprised to see him as you were.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, how the fuck did that get there?
Our code has become sentient. Maybe that's actually, that explains the long rollovers.
Yep. Ghost in the machine. Yep.
He's trying to figure out how to take over.
Clemenceau
says, I hate you guys. There were no Hanukkah items this year. All the little Jewish boys and girls cried in their sleep on Crimbo.
Oh. Mm.
Cry me a river. And
just
then, and
just
then
you wait till the in-game Rosh Hashanah holiday, though. It's going to blow your mind.
The what?
I don't know. I'm starting to make stuff up now.
How else can we... This is the world's tiniest violin playing Hava Nagila. Come on, there's got to be...
I got nothing.
I'm sorry. Anzarath says, so will the traitor return? Will we get to go to this other land, or will the armies of mutant cheese toast swallow us all? Cheese toast. He also says nutshells should be implemented as a gift package. That way you can give somebody something in a nutshell. You could be bounded in it and count yourself king of infinite space.
Damn you.
So Rip and I both go in the exact same direction at the exact same time.
Two trains leave the station.
Clemenceau calls us anti-Semites. What's the anti-smiting?
Yeah.
Thing? Yeah, was, yeah. Lord Iyer says, Dear Jick and Company, once Canada wears the pants in the Canada-U.S. relationship, because, after all, it is on top, will Mr. A's supplant Mr. Accessories as the accepted Mr. Store currency? Yeah, I don't think that's ever going to happen. Unless we reinstitute the draft and every single person leaves the United States and goes to Canada.
Run!
Is that website still up? The one that was Canadians offering to marry Americans that they could after Bush was elected?
I don't know.
There was, I mean, it was a real website, and it was like, you know, we'll come, we'll bring you in, we'll give you citizenship, we'll help you out, get you out of that godforsaken country.
Well, that's really nice of them.
Yeah.
I really appreciate that. Hope I don't need to use it. But.
Yeah. So I read something about them staging for this year some sort of test of the draft mechanism.
What do you mean?
I don't know what it was. It was just basically like these kind of machinations to, I don't know, bring up the draft.
I mean, they've been talking very seriously about reinstating the draft.
Yeah. How old do you have to be to not get drafted anymore?
I don't think we would get drafted. Unless, like, we would be really late round draft picks.
Right. I don't know, unless they started drafting by SAT score or something.
No.
Generally, they don't want the smart people.
Yeah, they want the smart people for spies and stuff. I mean,
I'd make a great spy.
Yeah, no.
I don't think you get drafted to be a spy. Oh, no, my spy draft card came up.
I'm an Arab. Look at me. He doesn't deliberately be the worst Allah possible
Akbar.
Spot. Allah Akbar, Admiral Allah Akbar. You're saying that they only draft like infantry?
Yeah.
No, I mean, like, I guess you could, like, you know, if you get drafted
okay,
and get
in Korea, they specifically drafted doctors. I know that, so I don't know. I don't know why they wouldn't.
I don't know that that's.
You think they're going to draft online game writers?
Okay, that was the premise of MASH, right?
Yeah.
Because they were older, they were all drafted.
Huh.
And I don't think that was just made up for the show. Like I genuinely believe that there are specialized professional writers that they can put on the draft. Yeah, but like they don't need computer guys. I don't know, man. I know I'm not going to get drafted, but I'm just saying, like, I don't know, man. I'm sort of angry that I had to register for Selective Service in the first place. You know?
I don't recall
ever specifically doing that.
But if you register to vote, you did, because you cannot vote without being registered for Selective Service. That's how they get you. I mean, you can just ignore it unless you want to vote. Although we had to register to vote to graduate from high school, where I went, so we had to register for the draft to graduate from high school. I guess it's a public school, though, so. I don't know, man. I think they might start drafting smart people. We got to start acting stupid.
I'm already there.
The thing is, we could still be running KOL from wherever the hell we get drafted to.
That's true. With our spy radio head-implanted internet browser.
Yes. We would finally understand those random sequences of numbers.
That's true. We would get our code book, our secret. And it turns out that all of those stations are just broadcasting Drink More Ovaltine.
You know, this was the first Christmas I had where we didn't watch a Christmas Story at all.
You did have the string of leg lamp lights on the tree.
Yeah. That's the way my mother was making it up for me.
That's really funny. I'd never seen those before.
Snuffstyle 420 says, we've seen wonsters only affected by elemental damage, but do you think there will be wonsters only affected by spell, melee, or range damage? Like range for a shooting gallery. I don't know. I could see a monster that was so fast and far away from you that you could only hit it with ranged weapons. That'd be kind of interesting. It'd have to be something that, you know, wasn't like...
And actually, that one really, really annoying guy and that thing I wrote for the thing could be like that.
Oh. Okay.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No.
Okay.
No IP says, have you ever considered a black adder to balance out the white snake? Oh, have I? Yeah, actually drawing the black adder is what I was doing when I when I redrew the white snake. Go Black Forest. I cannot draw a black cat. I just can't do it.
Why?
I don't know.
Draw a cat. It's all like.
You drew a taco cat.
It's a panther. Okay, right. I can't figure out how to draw whiskers and a face on a cat and have it still be black.
Well, give me the black face, and I'll draw the white whiskers.
Draw them white on the face, and then at the end of the face, it becomes a black line.
Yeah.
That I don't think would look good at all.
Well, we'll see.
So try it.
I don't think so. I tried. I did. I spent like a half hour dicking with a bunch of shit that I drew.
Well, it's, you know, give me your work picture. And I'll make something out of it.
I can use the lion picture and then just point like an arrow and then the word black written next to it.
You could just
panthers totally also have manes.
Just take the lion picture and select box around it and invert it.
Okay.
Oh God. And then add a lens flare.
Totally. Mr. Bob says to Xenophobe, I know what Devster One is doing. You can't hide us from the truth. He shall fail.
Fall.
He shall fall.
You shall fail to read Fall.
Epic Fall. Epic Fall Guy. Remember the Fall Guy?
No.
Vaguely.
It was some weird TV series that I never watched even once.
It was in that sort of theme with MacGyver and...
I think it was like Scarecrow and Mrs. King, or like...
Yeah.
I mean, a movie about a stunt guy that is like a crime fighter, that's awesome.
Yeah, that's right, he was a stuntman.
Yeah, he was a stuntman.
Yeah.
I watched it, you know, I watched a lot of TV because my mom liked to leave the TV on 24 hours a day in my house, so...
Really?
Yeah, the TV never turned off.
We talk about old TV a lot.
It was all bad TV.
Not all TV in the 80s was bad. And I'm trying to think. Like, I feel like I watched a lot of TV when I was a kid, but at the same time, like, a lot of it was, like, news and stuff. Like, you know, 60 Minutes and...
Oh, do you remember that one time on the news when they reported that thing about the robber? That was great.
The Challenger
thing about
explosion.
The stuff. Where were you when the Challenger... when you heard about the Challenger?
Fourth grade. My fourth grade teacher... Doug Slover, who was the first like cool teacher I ever had, brought in a television, and one of the broadcast stations was shown, and it was just first thing in the morning. They pulled that in, and we watched it for a while.
I remember watching it live on TV at home, and I don't remember why I would have not been at school.
It was definitely a school day.
Yeah,
I was at school when they like announced it over the PA.
You guys are old.
I was in third grade.
Really?
I think so, or second.
We're the same age. Were you here behind me in school?
I don't know.
Did you skip a grade?
Eighth grade.
Okay, so that makes sense. So you would have graduated from high school in 95.
Yes.
Because, you were born in January, so you started school.
Yes.
That kind of doesn't make any sense to me. It doesn't make sense that you would have started school earlier than me.
Or later.
You started school late. Okay, you started school later than me. All right, okay, so you're right. You were born before the start of the fall semester. So
yes.
Okay. So. Well, all right. You skipped eighth grade.
Yeah.
Huh. Was that rough socially?
There were all kinds of extenuating circumstances that made the transition particularly rough. I went from a very small, like, grade school where I was the only seventh grader to a, you know, sort of medium-sized high school. It was all male. It was Catholic. I was not Catholic. I didn't know anybody, and all of the people from the high school knew each other from their Catholic grade schools.
Huh.
So there were all kinds of socially awkward moments. I didn't actually speak to anybody in the school, like, student-wise, for, like, the first quarter.
Yeah. I was, when I moved to Prescott and moved to a new high school, I would say that I didn't actually talk to anybody for at least the first, like, I don't know, couple months of my freshman year.
I ended up making a bunch of great friends and stuff like that, but it definitely was really slow to begin with.
No, I did too, but... I did not know that. I did not know that you had actually started school after me and skipped a grade. So yeah, you would have been in third grade because it's gonna Riff and I Riff would have been in. When did you graduate from high school, Riff?
93.
So you would have been in fifth grade.
Well, I was in. Let me think. 93.
No, that was when Riff graduated. What year did the Challenger happen?
I don't know.
It was before you were born, right?
86, sure,
I think.
No, so it was right. You were one or two when it happened.
Challenger broke up 1986.
Yeah, I was four.
Okay, you were four.
120 minutes of reminiscence about our
Yeah, and all
childhood.
Because of Mr. or Bob saying he shall fall and me talking about epic fail guy and epic fall guy and the fall guy in our childhoods. All right.
This is why we get a lot of stuff done here this semester, because we stay on topic.
Preenyqueezer says, you guys ever pour rubbing alcohol on your hands to set your hands on fire? It's fun and surprisingly painless if done right. Yeah, you can totally pretend.
You burn off all the hair, though, and it smells bad.
Yeah. I don't have any hair on my
hands. Is that thing with, you can do that with cigarette lighters, where if you hold the button down with
oh, yeah, you fill your hand up with the gas and then have a little fireball. That's awesome.
You can burn yourself without doing that.
No, you can't.
Okay.
I mean, you can kind of. If you hold it and try to, like, hold a little, like, make your hand into a torch for a while, but if you just light it and woof, it's awesome. It's just that you make an awesome fireball.
Yeah.
let's see.
Family of Salsa asks what a Feely Pack is.
A Feely Pack is something that's going to go into the store soon. It's a collection of props from KOL that are awesome and authentic.
Yes.
As if KOL were a real thing.
Yeah. Taken a page from the old Infocom games.
Yeah.
Where they would actually, the games would ship in boxes with, you know, sort of objects
like
that
maps
you might find in the game. Like maps or letters or a little glow-in-the-dark plastic rock.
Yeah, Riff had that sort of desire to see that happen with KOL stuff. And
yeah, I have a, one of my hobbies has to do with, like, I don't know, real versions of objects that don't actually exist, like movie props and things like that.
It's an awesome, awesome Grail Diary, for example. Yeah.
Riff got me a replica of the doubloon with the holes cut out for lining up the islands in the Goonies, which is it was an excellent Christmas present.
We could take that to Oregon. And
I would like to. That'd be a fun to the coast. But. Gorblack says, when Zeno screams from the back, he reminds me of that guy screaming, where are the Cheetos?
Can I have a Mountain Dew?
Are there any girls there? I want to do them.
Slasher says, what would you like BuffBots to do, seeing as you dislike some aspects of them? Also, what kind of nerf are you planning on MMJ? I don't know. You know,
I would like them to not exist, personally.
MMJs?
No, the BuffBots. I just remember, like, my early experience in the game was, you know, as an accordion thief, was selling buffs and trade, and that's just impossible for a non-buff bot to do now, because there's no way to be competitive.
See, people always tell me that it was never possible to sell buffs and trade.
I made my first several million meat buffing people. Like,
Didn't you have MMJs, though, at that point?
No, this is before I was, this was like, the first month or two that I was playing, and I had not hacked the game at all. I was playing just like a regular player.
One of my earliest, the big purchases from another player was buying 100,000 turns of Ode to Booze from you.
Right. So then when I finally figured out how to get MMJs as an accordion thief, I definitely sort of started selling buffs in like gigantic quantities to players.
I could see, you know, people in that thread have sort of pointed out that nerfing MMJs isn't really going to fix the issue.
There's no way to fix it. Especially not the way that we've structured the game, where you have a character that gets to level 100, it's just going to be easier for them to cast buffs.
Yeah. I might make it so that the gain you get from MMJs doesn't go up linearly, but goes up approaching an asymptote. You know, which might even make it a little better at the low end, I guess, which probably should avoid, but I don't know. You know, there are so many sort of conflicting problems.
Drives.
Yeah. With MP is hard to think about. You know, because we want it to be scarce, but we don't want it to be so scarce that people are fucking stasising. You know, and we want it to be easy to get if you're not trying to power game, but we don't want it to be so easy to get that all buffs are free. I mean, people make the point that it's cheaper for somebody to buy a buff from a buff bot than it is for them to cast it on themselves. And that is fucked up. You know, that it just shouldn't be like that. But, you know, it's a feature of the design. LSK says, do you plan on doing anything in response to the deflation that triggered from the icy peak? Sigh in relief. I plan on continuing to be happy about it. I mean, you know, somebody pointed out in that thread in the forums about the economy that, like, it is relatively unusual for you to see an MMO that is not already in a sort of state of hyperinflation with its currency. So, you know, in Diablo, gold was not worth a goddamn thing by the time I started playing, like Diablo 2.
Oh, was it? Yeah, because the currency
stones was Stones
of
Jordan, which, just because Stones of Jordan had the shit duped out of them, and you could never, I never saw one the entire time I played Diablo 2.
One dropped for me one time when I played.
Isn't there, like, some sort of weird drop chain that you have to follow to get one?
Some what?
Weird, like, chain of drops that you have to have in order to get one?
The Stone of Jordan?
Yeah.
In
Diablo?
I don't think so.
It seemed like that, I don't know, maybe I'm just reading, or read something a long time ago that was just complete crap and I remembered it. I saw that it was, like, it wasn't just a low drop rate, it was just hard to get. Because you had to have one thing drop and then another thing drop and... I don't know.
Not to my knowledge.
Weird.
Just Chef says, is it possible to make buffs that can be cast on others cheaper when cast on yourself? Yeah.
Huh.
I don't know. NicoChen314 says, from Fifor, regarding making a fire from glasses, it's possible if you use a converging lens, which is used in glasses for far-sighted people. The goof is that in the book, Piggy is described as nearsighted, so William Golding fucked up. All right. I think it's about time
to pack it up and pack it on out.
Yep. Oh, wow. Apparently, Captain Kangaroo only died like 3 years ago. Well, my wife is only 2 years old.
2.1. As of tonight.
Yep. I'm looking through the questions. Hogula says, slightly tougher? Set up an account at level 1 or so that's fairly comfortable with beating up spiders and completely different spiders, then try to kill something in the funhouse. That is the monster level difference between the half-orc hobo and the crazy bastard that lurks in the same zone. Okay, fine.
Well, fine, but you're not supposed to get it at level 1. So there.
Yep. Looking at questions. Zuto Redova says, Jick, what team are you going to be on for MIT Mystery Hunt? Sparkle Motion.
No.
What?
No.
That's not really a team, is it?
No.
Electric Mayhem.
Project Electric Mayhem.
Project Electric Mayhem.
Yeah.
Right. Fight Club and the Muppets.
Yeah. Two great tastes. Taste great together.
Not Argent says, you could get drafted, Jick. They'll need someone to draw their stick figure cyber army.
You're the guy in the war room who draws on the whiteboard?
Yeah.
It makes me sad that the Mystery Hunt people didn't contact KOL about embedding a puzzle in the game.
It'll happen.
I mean, if we win, we sure as hell will.
Oh, yeah.
So... All right, I'm going to flesh out these questions, and I'm going to leave you guys in the capable hands of Merrick. Ready, question mark? He asked in aim to Merrick.
Yeah, sorry that we were distracted. You know, you shouldn't send us links to really cool stuff during the show.
Frustrating and not fun.
I don't know. I think it's kind of fun.
I'm finding
the
it
The blame Protoss 89.
Protoss.
He was the one that sent that funny farm thing.
So, yeah. What was that? The new skill for warlocks was to turn two of your party members into a dark archon.
Yeah, I would love that. I there was somebody came up with fictional talent trees for World of Warcraft, and one of the warlock ones was turn two party members into a dark archon. The highest level shadow priest talent was convert yourself into a warlock.
Anyway, we're going out on the monkeys and
yay!
And Merrick will pick up where we left off, and we'll probably talk to you Monday. I don't know what the radio situation is going to be like for a while, but we're
yeah. Mr. Skullhead was saying that he didn't necessarily want to do the show
while he was abroad.
Abroad.
So yeah, I mean,
so until he gets the sex change back.
Yeah, maybe we can just do a show from Boston.
Yeah.
For the next 3 weeks or so. I need to get my laptop set up right. Anyway, none of you care about any of this at this point. So we'll talk to you on Monday. One way or another, at least let's say me and Hot Stuff will be on the radio on Monday.
Sure.
And until then, good night.
Good night. Good night.
What number is this, Jim?
7A.
Okay, not me. Don't get excited, man. It's because I'm short, I know.
Oh, I could hide neath the wings of the bluebird as she sings. The 6 o'clock alarm would never ring. But it rings and I rise, wipe the sleep out of my eyes. My shaven razor's cold and it sings. Me, but a white knight on his feet. Now you know how happy I can be. Oh, and a good time.